Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 15th day of July. Today reading Romans 2:25 to 3:8 and reading the International Children's Bible. If you follow the law, then your circumcision has meaning. But if you break the law, then it is as if you were never circumcised. The non-Jews are not circumcised, but if they do what the law says, then it is as if they were circumcised. You Jews have the written law and circumcision, but you break the law. So those who are not circumcised in their bodies, but still obey the law, will show that you are guilty. A person is not a true Jew if he is only a Jew in his physical body. True circumcision is not only on the outside of the body. A person is a true Jew only if he is a Jew inside. True circumcision is done in the heart by the Spirit, not by the written law. Such a person gets praise from God, not from other people. So do Jews have anything that other people do not have? Is there anything special about being circumcised? Yes, of course, there is in every way. The most important thing is this. God trusted the Jews with his teaching. It is true that some Jews were not faithful to God. But will that stop God from doing what he promised? No, God will continue to be true even when every person is false. As the scriptures say, so your words may be shown to be right. You are fair when you judge me. When we do wrong, that shows more clearly that God is right. So can we say that God is wrong to punish us? I'm talking as men might talk. No, if God cannot punish us, then God cannot judge the world. A person might say, when I lie, it really gives God glory, but my lie shows God's truth. So why am I judged a sinner? It should be the same to say, we should do evil so that good will come. Some people find fault with us and say that we teach this. Those who say things about us are wrong, and they should be punished. So we read a lot about circumcision today, and I didn't know how to pray about circumcision or talk about circumcision. But what I do know what to talk about is something that I found that Paul wrote, and it says, God will continue to be true even when every person is false. And I think this passage, this section, really shows the difference between a Christian, a lukewarm, and a non-Christian, a non-believer. And there's nothing wrong with being either of those. But what is wrong is being a non-believer or a non-Christian, or being a lukewarm Christian, and then you claim to be a great Christian, or you claim to be a Christian. That's just pridefulness, and that's just lies. Even if you don't know it's a lie, it's still a lie. And I think that this really shows that God is not the wrongdoer in the world, is not the wrongdoer in history. God is God. God has the best perception in the Christian faith. The Bible has the best perception that humans can comprehend about God in the Christian faith. And I think that it's not God that commands people to go and do these horrible things and claim to be Christians. It's the Christian's fault. So I think that even when everybody is false, when people hide behind lies, people hide behind their sin, their sinful nature that they give into, I think that's not God's fault. I think it's more the people, because as we just read, it says that God will always be true when everybody is false. Let's pray for thankfulness and pray that we will try to be the truest that we can be. Dear Jesus, help us to try to have the most truth in our lives, to live the most truthful lifestyle we can, to live in truthfulness with you, because when everybody is false, you are the truth. So help us to seek the truth through you, to seek you because you are the truth. Help us to stay away from the fake. Help us to not hide behind our sin and our lies. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.